Proclamation number 6659 of 1st of October, 1956. Renewed reminder to vineyard workers. An office has been assigned to you by me, and as soon as you are willing to serve me, you will also be able to administer this office, for I don't demand anything of you which you cannot fulfill. Nevertheless, at the same time you must also make an effort to gain my satisfaction, for I require diligent work from you, as only the person who loves me and therefore also serves me joyfully will achieve. As soon as the human being's zeal diminishes, his work will also be less successful. But it is urgently necessary in the last days before the end. And my adversary will be just as eager to hinder your work, to undermine it and make it ineffective, and he will have much success. And his success will tire you, and there is the danger that you will slacken in your work for me and my kingdom. Again and again I tell you that you should nevertheless remain eager and not allow yourselves to be influenced by his successes and your apparent failures. For I myself am on your side and you work on my behalf, thus also under my blessing. You, as my disciples of the end time, do not have an easy ministry because little faith will be placed in you. But you possess something exceedingly effective in my word which is directly commanded to you by me. And this word cannot be outweighed by anything else, even if my adversary sets the world with its goods against it. All this is transient, but my word will last for eternity. Every person to whom you impart my word will be addressed by me myself through this word, and he will draw strength in abundance from this address, and his soul can no longer get lost. And since the soul is the imperishable, it will awaken in a spiritual kingdom after the death of the body because it has come to life through my word. And therefore my instruction to you, my servants on earth, is to only ever convey my word to your fellow human beings, which you receive directly from me. Take this work seriously, for you possess delectable possessions which you should distribute, because only such work alone is of value, whereas every earthly activity is only blessed by me when the spiritual work is preceded by you. Everyone who has come into possession of my word has the same task again if he wants to live to please me. And he will fulfill this task just as eagerly if he loves me and also shows love to his fellow human beings. Anyone who has once accepted my word in his heart also knows that the spreading of this word is the most important, the most urgent thing at this time, for I myself was able to address him and guide him to the right realization. And your concern should only ever be to open hearts for my word, to inform your fellow human beings of my word and to give them samples which can also awaken a hunger for the right food and drink. There is not much time left at your disposal where you can be unhindered in your activity. But as long as you are still free in your spiritual activity, you should also be eager and make use of every opportunity to speak for me and my kingdom. For it is necessary, for people are increasingly turning away from me and towards my adversary. And therefore everything spiritual will also seem ever more untrustworthy to them, and the gulf will become ever wider. It will become ever more difficult for you to find acceptance, to be listened to and to be able to convey my spiritual knowledge to them. But this should not hold you back in your eagerness, for as long as the earth still exists, the lost possibilities are not exhausted either. And again a soul can still find its way back to me, whose salvation is therefore still incumbent upon you. You should not worry whether you will be successful, but always believe that you possess the most effective means of help with my word and therefore can also work with my word. For I only send it to earth so that the souls will still be saved before the end comes. But for this I need people who serve me as mediators, because I myself cannot address those people who are still far away from me. I need you and therefore constantly call upon you to work diligently and not to slacken in your service for me and my kingdom. Amen.